A series on YouTube has fun combining street culture with high Russian literature.
What a do, blood. Welcome to Thug Notes, your main hookup for classical literature summary and analysis. This week, we're keeping it real with Crime and Punishment by Fyodor Dostoevsky. Now, C&P is the story of one of the baddest white boys in Western literature, my boy Raskolnikov, or Rodia as he liked to be called.
But at the University of Virginia, this combination is no joke. Andy Kaufman, a lecturer in Russian language and literature, takes 18 students into one of Virginia's juvenile detention centers once a week for 10 weeks to explore this very subject with 30 residents.
Doesn't matter if you're a 20-year-old college student or a 20-year-old youth in a correctional center. You know what it feels like to lose someone you love. You know what it feels like to struggle with family situations. You know what it feels like to try to search to find your place in a world that doesn't always make that easy. Those are the issues of Russian literature, and those are universal.
He recalls, for example, a discussion of Crime and Punishment, the story of a 20-year-old man who committed murder.
And he finally confesses to Sonia, a prostitute. And instead of slapping him or rejecting him, she weeps and she embraces him. He says, how after I've just told you that, can you respond in that way? And she says, because I can see that you are one of the unhappiest people in the world. Well, we were talking about that scene, and one of the residents raises his hand and he says, where's my Sonia? You know, where's the person in my life who would see the worst of what I've done and still love me?
Kaufman says that moment conveyed more about compassion in Dostoevsky's work than he could have shared in 10 lectures. And Charlottesville filmmaker Chris Farina agrees. By making a documentary about Kaufman's class, he hopes to change the way our country deals with kids who commit crimes.
If I can share the love and compassion that people felt for each other, if an audience gets that sense of understanding people as individuals and not as types in a group, I think it would change policy.
And he recalls his own conversation with a prison guard.
When he was young, he was actually on the same path as some of these residents and somehow found himself in a library and formed a relationship with a librarian who showed him the wider world through books. What he said about these kids, he's like, we're not necessarily going to save them all, but we're going to save some if we try. He said, we know what the result is if we don't do anything. What's our choice?
For the UVA students who are charged with facilitating discussions with residents, Kaufman says the course offers lessons in leadership and an opportunity to move beyond stereotypes about criminals.
It's a person that you have a relationship with now, and the complexities of their lives, the complexities of their situation really come through.
For prisoners, it's a chance to briefly escape.
When I walked into that building every Tuesday afternoon, it's like I wasn't locked up. It's like for the next 3 hours, I can be myself. I can open up.
And Kaufman says the program often builds self-esteem.
Many of them have not been successful in traditional classroom environments, and yet many of them are brilliant and creative and talented in many ways that they themselves didn't even know.
Chris Farina says he's still raising money to finish the documentary called Seats at the Table. He hopes to release it next year, and Kaufman hopes to use the film to promote similar courses at other universities nationwide. I'm Sandy Houseman.